and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. A gunman is still on the loose after police say he killed five people in Texas. What's more, those investigators say he killed were his neighbors.
Authorities in Texas say a man armed with an AR-style rifle shot and killed five neighbors, including an eight-year-old child. All of the victims are said to be from Honduras. The San Jacinto County Sheriff says a manhunt for the 38-year-old suspect, Francisco Oropeza, continued into Saturday.
The tracking dogs from Texas Department of Corrections picked up the scent, and then they lost that scent in the water or whatever.
Grace White for CBS News, Cleveland, Texas.
Another bank collapse could be imminent.
Several media reports say the FDIC is close to seizing First Republic and has reached out to several financial institutions for bids to buy it. Last week, the bank disclosed it had lost more than $100 million in deposits, a report that sent shares into a nosedive. American University law professor Gerald Camizio.
No acquirer wants to buy a dead bank. Look for some kind of deal in terms of continuing deposit insurance coverage on uninsured deposits.
If a deal goes through, First Republic would be the third bank to collapse since March. Peter King, CBS News.
Weather is the big story in the southeast tonight. A possible tornado caused major damage in the Palm Beach, Florida area. And in Orlando, hail the size of quarters. WKMG-TV meteorologist Samara Cocazinas is there.
We're not out of the woods in terms of hail, as well as damaging wind, lightning, and very heavy rain. You'll notice that the majority of the activity is coming from the southwest, headed to the north and east.
Better news out west. Temporarily shuttered parts of Yosemite Valley will reopen earlier than expected after fears of flooding receded. Eastern Yosemite Valley, which is home to Yosemite Falls and Half Dome, closed last night and was expected to stay off limits to visitors until Wednesday. Now it is set to open at 7 tomorrow morning for most of the day and will fully reopen Monday morning. It is a black tie dinner that draws a wide array of celebrities and media moguls to Washington, D.C., with parties being held across the Capitol. And tonight, President Biden addressed the crowd of thousands, talking about those wrongfully detained in Russia.
Our message is this: journalism is not a crime. Evan and Austin should be released immediately, along with every other American held hostage or wrongfully detained abroad.
Brittany Griner, the WNBA star and Olympic gold medalist who was held in Russia for nearly 10 months last year, was a guest of CBS. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I'd rather not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099s?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With premium finishes and unbelievable torque, the all-new, all-electric 2023 Nissan Ariya is a silent ride with all the sensations. Brimming with style and innovation, the stunningly powerful EV flaunts dual monolith screens and a lounge-like atmosphere with its elegant, spacious interior design utilizing timeless Japanese futurism. The brilliantly fierce, all-new, all-electric 2023 Nissan Ariya, the EV for people who love to drive. Head to NissanUSA.com for more information. 2023 Ariya has limited availability. Contact your local dealer for inventory.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 34 overnight under overcast skies with mixed precipitation likely. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow. Highs around 42 overcast. Cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for mixed precipitation 34. About an inch of snow overnight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 40.
Don't know where you've been, but I'm sure that you know where you're going. With a mouth full of words, one word you want to say. You know what love is here to stay.
kiss my face. So full of joy, I'm glowing like a rainbow. Listen, water refresh my soul. Getting ready to hit the road. Wearing a smile from my head down to my tiptoes. Taking the beauty everywhere. I count the many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me, and I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful. Cause I'm living my best life.
My best as brand new People Brothers Band on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Hot off the press, started the night off. Brand new People Brothers new album, Sisters and Brothers, drops tonight at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison. It's going to be a good show. I need to stop by and get a vinyl rocker after the show here. Get scoot down to the High Noon and say hello and get a vinyl, man.
It is really a cool thing to have a new People Brothers album out. It's been a few years, so
it is so
I'm
good.
Really psyched. I'd love to hear this one on vinyl. That would be
for sure
awesome.
How you doing tonight? Everybody doing all right? The weather's kind of crappy out, but that's all right. We'll get through it. I'm GBK here with Rocker, Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin for the next 6 hours or so. Hopefully you're having a good evening. Rocker, we got a great show for the people here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell them about it.
Jimmy, tonight we have, Hoozles on the Lakes. Megan and Jordan Bain, they're going to be in here talking about the Rise to Music competition. That's going to be a little after 6:30. That's happening up in Wisconsin Rapids. Damsel Trash, Emily Mills, she's going to be in here talking about the Damsel Trash show that's going to be happening at the Crystal Corner with Venus and Furs and Monty coming up at May 6th. So we'll hear all about that. That's a very rare show, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, a special premiere, we have Chicago, the band, Jimmy. We have the keyboardist, singer, composer, and founding member, Robert Lamb. I talked to him just earlier this week with you, Jimmy.
Yes.
And we're going to air that interview. They're going to be May 9th in Milwaukee and May 10th in La Crosse. So hear from a founding member of Chicago. And then the Devil's Lair, Leah Ina Marie Raku. She's from Wanawak, a musician, music teacher, mom. She does it all. And she's going to be in here performing in the Devil's Lair. She plays violin, guitar, and sings a little bit, Jimmy. And then, of course, Maxine Kevy at 10.
And we might have Oscar calling in from Cashbox Kings.
Oh, yes.
It's Oscar. A maybe. We're having a little trouble connecting whatever. I don't know. Oscar, if you're listening, come on.
He's down in Chicago, right?
Let's do it. I think Chicago or Milwaukee today. I'm not really sure. Hey, you know, Mifflin Street Block Party is happening here in Madison this weekend. Did you go? Is the Mifflin Street Block Party something you put on your calendar and say, ooh, let's go? When's the last time you went to the Mifflin Street Block Party here in Madison? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Rocker, I know you have a ton of stories about Mifflin Street. I'll pick your brain about those later on. I just like to point out, I had nothing to do with the fire truck that one year. Nothing to do with it at all, all right?
We'll trust you on that one, Jimmy.
All right. Hey, this is brand new music. Dana Perry, Now and Again, Everything's Moving. It's Mifflin Street. Happy Mifflin Street to you. 844-967-2789.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Your Love, that's Jake O on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. That's off his new album right now. It's self-titled. You can find it up on Bandcamp to search for Jake O. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Original local music until midnight. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Were you up at Mifflin Street today? I want to know what was going on up there. Was there a good crowd? Was there a lot of partying? Probably a little weak on the crowd sides because of the rain, Rocker. Who knows?
You know. I don't know, Jimmy. I actually drove through the crowd coming down here on University Avenue, and there was a lot. I was wondering, was there a basketball game or something? But no, I think it was the Mifflin Street Block Party.
Block Party. Also, Crazy Legs was in town today.
Ah.
The Crazy Legs were on. That was all the UW stuff on Wisconsin. Mifflin Street, though, we all have fond memories. I've missed the good old days of Mifflin Street.
Yeah, Jimmy.
You used to book music at Mifflin Street, right?
Well, Jimmy, I'm going to tell you something. Myself and Black and Tan, my partner in Maximum Inc., and also Philly, we were all organizers of the 1996 Mifflin Street Block Party, and that was actually the biggest one they ever had. There were two stages, one on each side of the street, so both blocks, the 400 and 500, were open up. They had 30,000 people.
Wow.
And so we were the organizers. That was the 25th anniversary of the Mifflin Street Block Party in 1996. And we had Buddy Miles headline it. He was Jimi Hendrix's drummer, but he was actually on guitar for this show, which was pretty crazy. And of course, Last Crack was there with Sean Anthony Brown was on vocals. And I think there were, about 20 bands. It was just an amazing party. We had a great time, and it was just after the 25th anniversary that the city started to move to try to curtail, I believe actually 1 or 2 years after we did the block party is when they had the kind of the pseudo riot in the car that was set on fire. And
yeah, car and the fire truck. I was at that one, and all of a sudden everybody's just started fighting and stuff. My buddies and I, we got out of there because, you know, we didn't want any part of that. We're good people.
Down on the 400 block on that block party, that's I was hanging out with Magic 7. Magic 7 was playing that show.
Crazy times. 844-967-2789. Would love to have your Mifflin Street block party story if you got one. Or give us a live report if you're down there.
You know what I miss about the Mifflin Street block party, Jimmy?
What's that?
The brownies and the Mifflin Street co-op. The Mifflin Street co-op used to have a table right there and sell, magic brownies.
One of the buddies I used to hang out with down there lived above the co-op.
Oh, man.
An old taxi person. 844-967-2789. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, there's IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, Madison's most trusted name in real estate. Find your future home at MoveToMadison.com. It's time for the Max Track of the Week Rocker, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. The Max Track of the Week features a brand new band from Madison, and they have their debut show tonight at the Rigby Bar and Grill. Secret Menu is their name. They're a four-piece alternative rock band from Madison. Raph, Andrew, Matt, and Evan. They write songs true to experiences in a style that blends storytelling, verses, and dense vocal harmonies with a classic rock sound. And check this out. They practice in an old tool shed turned studio, true Wisconsin style. You can catch Secret Menu tonight at the Rigby Bar and Grill in Madison. Also in Milwaukee at the Oak Brewing Company on June 4th. Here is Secret Menu. Brand new song is called 18. It's Max Inc.
Jimmy, I'll take the blackened chicken in the tool shed.
Right. It's the Max Track of the Week on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm staring at the ceiling, it's 3 a.m. Lying next to a lover or next to a friend, I don't know. But we fall asleep, start over again. Making love so we can pretend that the cyclical fights that never stop have an ending. Sleep, start over. Ignoring all the calls from our family and friends, they'll still be there in the morning. Alarm clock blaring, it's 8 a.m. in the same damn bed. We became strangers. Now we fall asleep, start over again to another beautiful memory. They might not be there in the morning.
your pocket.
It's 18 from Secret Menu on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. That's your Max track of the week. Stick around. We're going to talk with Megan, Casey, Stephanie, and Jordan from Hoosiers Rise to Music Competition. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey, music lovers. Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a musical tour of Scotland beyond the Standing Stones. July 29th through August 9th, we'll head from Glasgow to the Isles of Skye, Harris, Lewis, and Orkney. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Scotland beyond the Standing Stones. For more information, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com.
It's going to be great.
CBS News Brief. Authorities in Texas are searching woods and neighborhoods after a man shot and killed five of his neighbors 24 hours ago. The suspect has been identified as 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza. San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers.
He could be anywhere now. We located the device that we were looking for, found it abandoned.
Some bad weather tonight in Florida, including a possible tornado in Palm Beach. WKMG-TV meteorologist Samara Coquinas is in Orlando.
Extending to the east, you will see bullseyes. So that indicates that we could see those strong to severe thunderstorms with hail and even tornadic potential as we head through at least mid-morning.
The White House Correspondents Association dinner had a lot of laughs, but President Biden also struck a somber tone when speaking of Americans detained in Russia.
They're not forgotten. And I promise you, I am working like hell to get them home.
WNBA star Brittany Griner, who herself was detained in Russia, was among the guests. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Keeps you up at night.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That is brand new Beth Keeley Band right there. You've got everything you need. The new album is called This Open Road. The release party is happening Friday, May 26th here in Madison at the High Noon Saloon. But hold on, there's more. There's also a release party happening in Appleton at the Gibson Community Music Hall on June 17th. Plus, Beth Keeley is going to be in the Devil's Lair on May 13th with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. And then the following week to talk about her new album.
That's a lot of Beth Keeley.
That's a lot of love for Beth Keeley, and she deserves every bit of it. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight, Rocker. Don't forget to check out the podcast page at Max Inc. Radio, the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Rocker has been working feverishly getting archives up there and some old stuff from like a year or two ago.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy. We've been adding tons of podcasts to our podcast. So go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, find Max Inc. Radio, and you'll see some great old interviews and all the latest stuff that we've been putting out here on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, Hoozles at the Lakes and Civic Media Radio Station 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids are hosting the second annual Hoozles Rise to Music Competition this summer. Each Thursday, starting June 8th, musicians will compete for a slot and the grand finale on July 27th. On the phone to tell us all about the Rise to Music competition is Hoozles organizer Megan Benz and WIRI Steph Schmidt and a musician that's going to be competing, Jordan Bain. Guys, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Rocker, I have some bad news here.
What's that, Jimmy?
We lost the crew here.
Oh, give them a call.
Give me 1 second. Killed like this 30 seconds, Rocker.
Okay. Well, the Hoozles Rise to Music Competition. Hey, it's coming this summer. Jimmy is going to get them on the phone. This is live radio, so of course, you know, sometimes you lose a phone. Let's see what else is coming up that we can... Oh, Jimmy.
We're living on a hope and a prayer right now, Rocker.
We're living on a hope and a prayer. Oh, boy.
I should cue up some Bon Jovi or something like that.
That sounds good.
Hey, is this thing working? Hello?
We're back.
All right. Hello. Are you there?
We are here.
All right. Megan.
Steph and Jordan.
Megan, Steph, and Jordan. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Steph.
Thanks for having us.
WIRI 105.5 FM and Max Inc. Radio are presenting the Rise to Music Competition at Hoozles at the Lakes. Tell us a little bit about the network's involvement with the event.
Yeah, so Hoozles at the Lakes has been advertising with our stations for over two years or so now. And when they came up to me with the idea of hosting this competition, I was like, you know, count us in. We'll help you co-host. And so our stations, IRI, and the Civic Media Network help put together creative radio campaigns for Hoozles and this competition. And then we help them connect them through our stations with great shows such as Max Inc. And then over with our sister station, WFHR, AM 1320, and 97.5 FM. We do director's cuts. We have the musicians on our shows, so all the qualifiers and the grand finale winner have features on our shows, and then from there we connect them to people in our community. So even getting businesses such as the Wisconsin Rapids Community Media involved, and they record all of the shows and put them on Slayer's Channel 7.
You know, what's really cool about this, Rocker and Stephanie, everything you just said, it was just community-based, local, micro-local radio and helping local businesses and the local musicians is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really a great event for musicians to gain exposure and network within the community, whether it's with other musicians, the crowd, able to book gigs throughout the summer. So even, like, let's say you're not a finalist in the grand finale or even the champion of Rise to Music, you still get a great network of musicians and you still gain a following of fans that want to see you succeed.
Now, Megan, Rise to Music competition is your baby. Tell us about the Rise to Music and what inspired you to create this event.
So my cousin actually inspired me. many of you, I think, down in the Madison area know Chloe Webster. She is just an absolutely amazing musician, and I got to watch her from the time that she was a little girl dancing and performing for her family and growing to recording an album and performing on stages. So that is my inspiration for creating.
And now you're talking about Chloe Louise, right?
Chloe Louise, yes. Are you familiar with her?
I am. We play her music all the time. She's been on the Devil's Lair.
Awesome. Yes, so she is the driving force on kind of what got the wheels turning for me to get this started.
And she's a new mom, too.
Yes, she is. So, you know, like Chloe, we're looking for musicians who are in the process of growing their fan base, trying to record new music, getting themselves out there and booking gigs, playing on stages. Wherever their dreams are, we want to help them get there.
Well, tell us quickly about the Rise to Music competition. How does it work? What can fans or musicians expect?
Each Thursday, we're going to have anywhere from 4 to 6 musicians will perform and compete against each other. At the end of the night, we're going to have an audience vote as well as a judge vote, and that person will be in the finale on July 27th. Each qualifier is going to be getting a cash prize. They'll be getting time on a radio show with Steph and a few other perks. And so then on July 27th, with the finale, we've got the 8 musicians who are going to compete against each other for the grand finale prize.
And if you're a musician, when the deadline's coming up, right?
Deadline is May 10th. So anybody who wants to join us needs to get online, go to hoozlesrisetomusic.com. All of the information is there. Get registered. We want you here. We want to help support all of these musicians, whether it's, you know, if you live in Wisconsin Rapids or you live in Madison or Milwaukee, wherever you're from, we want you guys here. We're going to support you and help you out.
And you have Jordan Bain there tonight. He's playing Hoozles at the Lakes, and he's also going to be competing in the Rise to Music competition. For our listeners who are not familiar, Jordan, who is Jordan Bain? Tell us about yourself.
Sure. I'm a father of 2 small children. I'm a working dad who also gigs around, and I play in a band called Save Point. We're based out of Stevens Point. We kind of started playing music together just as our version of like a poker night, I guess, but then we quickly found out that we really enjoyed writing music together. I've been a singer-songwriter since I was about 18 years old. Started off with kind of angry grunge music. I wanted to be the next Kurt Cobain. And then I got older and softer and eased up a little bit. And these days I play everything from, you know, classic country western to indie rock to oldies and, you know, everything in between. So.
Now, I see your band, Save Point, they're playing at Oso Brewing Company in Plover coming up on the 27th of May and the 2nd of June right there at Hoozles in New Rome. And 14th of June, Notes at Night in Stevens Point. So you're around quite a bit. How can we keep up with Jordan Bain?
Yeah, so I have a Facebook page for my solo music, and we have one for the band as well. So it's facebook.com/savepointband or facebook.com/ Jordan Bain Music. And sooner or later, I'll have a proper website aside from just Facebook, but for now, that's the best way.
Hey, Facebook works, you know. hey, everybody, thank you so much. Hoozles on the Lake, the Rise to Music Competition. It's the second annual. It's happening, starting, I should say, June 8th. One more time with that deadline. It's coming up just the 10th, right?
May 10th. May 10th.
So,
that is correct.
Get out there and get your band registered, and it's have a good time. The friendly competition is always good. Thank you, everybody. Really appreciate your time tonight, and we'll talk to you hopefully very soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. And remember that we still have registration open, and we still have spots. So get in today.
Excellent.
RiseToMusic.com.
Right. Hoozles, RiseToMusic.com.
And that's Hoozles is H-O-O-Z-E-L-S. So Hoozles, RiseToMusic.com.
Let's hear some music right now from Jordan Bain on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Jordan Baden there and The Vow. Thanks to Jordan, Stephanie, Casey, and Megan. I feel bad. We didn't even say hi to Casey in that phone call. But everybody up at Hoozles, thank you so much. The Hoozles Rise to Music Competition happening, or starts June 8th. Hey, coming up, we got a double dip of Rain Stern. She's got some new music out. I don't have that yet, but we're anticipating it. Plus, Bard Notes next hour, and we'll have more fun. But stick around. Right now is Jenna Jane, Knew Me When. It's Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We are local music.
Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com. See you on the bus.
Are you ready to get your musical game game on. Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock On Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rocking with.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.